Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gypsy Poet Radio. I'm the Gypsy Poet, and this evening we are welcoming back a guest who has starred in a film that is calling attention to a very serious problem in our country and other parts of the world. It is a film about an eating disorder called anorexia nervosa. And this film is gaining a lot of momentum and causing a lot of attention to happen to center on this particularly difficult condition. The starring role features a former guest who's back to talk about this serious film. Please welcome the one and the only and the astounding Sarah Herring.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem, darling. How you been?
It's been crazy, but it's been all right. It's been real.
Okay, cool. So, I want to talk to you about this film because this one has caught my attention. And we talked about it on our last program that I had with you a couple of months ago, but now this sucker is really getting talked about, and I really like what you've done with it. So, the name of it is called The Perfect Figure, okay? And I know it centers around the condition of anorexia nervosa, but what is it really about? Can you tell me a little bit about this film in terms of the main character?
It's about a girl, a young woman who, she fights her body image and what she thinks should be her perfect figure. I should say she fights with her body image and what she thinks should be a perfect figure based on things that she sees on the media. And we all know that most of that is photoshopped and edited, and most of that isn't real anyway. And She's going after looking like the hottest Instagram model there is. And she looks even better than the pictures that she sees, but she doesn't believe that she does. She thinks that she's that, and she's not. And it's about her fighting an emotional battle within herself about looking, well, perfect and not realizing, standing, or believing the people around her who tell her and looks fine, that she looks great, that she looks perfect already, and basically working on killing herself slowly. And that's a part of anorexia that a lot of people, that's a fact about anorexia that a lot of people overlook. A lot of people are very uninformed about the realism of anorexia.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you have been calling attention to this problem, and the reason why is because some of my favorite people have been suffering from eating disorders, including, of course, the late Amy Winehouse, but even before then, her predecessor was Karen Carpenter, and she was the one who passed away in 1983 from anorexia nervosa. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with who she is, she was a part of the duo of the Carpenters. They were a brother and sister band who had written and performed songs along the way between the mid-70s going into the 80s, and they were absolutely amazing. She had an astounding and absolutely beautiful voice that was haunting, and she was also battling the same types of things that your character in the film was battling as well, with body image and looking perfect and all of that. So we have our director of this film who has been who's been very active and instrumental in promoting it, and I like what he's done. He's quite the filmmaker, and I don't know how the two of you got together, but I want to learn about that. So, but I want to send a shout-out to Mr. Jason Tilado. Thank you so much for participating and promoting the podcast this evening, man. I know you're listening in. So tell me a little bit about your director here. How did you get to work with him?
Well, he's one of my closest friends, actually, and we met when I was working for Salt Lake Community College in Salt Lake City. I needed someone to open the custodial closet for me, and he was the only one who offered me his number so that I wouldn't have to try to find him in the building that he was assigned to. His job was to clean, I think, probably the biggest building on campus, and my job was a floater. I basically cleaned whatever building needed to be cleaned at the time, and I was in his building a few times, and we talked on and off a couple of times, but it wasn't until we started texting and he started asking me more about my personal life and stuff, and I felt a kindred spirit with him. I vibed with him immediately, and he was the only one from my job that I got close to. And he asked me to check out some stuff on his YouTube, and I was really impressed. And I mean, he's very serious about filmmaking, from the angle that he has the camera to the lighting to just the little details, and that's what really makes the filmmaker, is paying attention to those details and being able to capture those moments. It's the perfect moment. Him and I met as custodians at Salt Lake Community College, and we trained together a few times on some really difficult stuff like carpet cleaning and buffering and stuff, or not buffering, buffing the floors. I actually never finished learning how to do that, but he did, and he said it wasn't fun, and it wasn't. But after that, I ended up having to leave the job, unfortunately, due to personal reasons, and I actually tried to be rehired there because it would have been really awesome to go back to work with him and a few of the other people there, but it didn't work out. You know, it's all good. Everything happens for a reason. But the good part is that him and I are still connected, and he actually wants to do a sequel sometime in the future.
Awesome. And I'm glad that you're doing this, because I think the film is causing a movement, and that's what I'm riding the wave of. I want to make sure that this film does get a lot of people's attention, to open their eyes about the experience of having such a difficult condition. And it's a very challenging one, too, because it's mentally and physically. It's a psychosomatic problem, and I noticed that. And it's a constant thing. And I also know that fighting this particular condition is something that you individuals who have it deal with it on a daily basis, okay, and it's very damaging. And so I am very glad that this movie is serving a purpose, and for this to be brought to light, I think, is an astounding accomplishment. So I'm very happy for the both of you to bring it to bring this issue to life. I want to know, what kind of reflections did you make about this film after the experience? In other words, how did you feel about it, and what did it leave you with?
It left me with a direct connection to the base of the foundation of my emotions and what started my eating disorder to begin with. In order to really get into the emotional parts of my character, I had to remember what it was like to enter into that corridor of having an eating disorder. Basically, I was very emotionally ill from a lot of things in school in my childhood, and I wasn't prepared for public school when I started going to public school, and it was like culture shock to me. I stopped eating as a way to try to control what was going on around me, and it didn't really help that I didn't eat anything I really enjoyed eating. I ate a very healthy, organic lifestyle, and it got very boring, and I wanted to eat a lot of junk food. And going to school enabled me to do that because they didn't serve organic food. So I would literally wait until the next day at school to eat rather than eating a healthy meal at night. And that is what began my eating disorder. And going back to that really helped me discern when to eat and how often to eat and how to put my appetite first. And as soon as I have an appetite, to eat instead of waiting, you know?
Good point. Very much so. So we have this thing that where art imitates life in this moment. But what I want to know is, what did you enjoy best about the filmmaking experience?
I liked that I was able to express myself in a way that I had always wanted to do before. I always wanted to be an actress when I was a child. I have different ambitions now that I'm older, but it was an experience that I really wanted to fulfill from a deep childhood. Hello. Hey.
I was wondering if you guys know if I left the door open for you.
Oh, yeah, we did. Thank you.
Do you want the light on out there?
I guess so.
Yes?
Yes. Thank you.
I'm going to go to bed early. My stomach sucks a little bit.
Okay.
So, see you in the morning.
Okay.
And Jimmy, wait. You need your coffee. Let me know.
Okay.
I need you up, damn it.
Okay, I do. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. That was a nice live moment.
So sorry. I am staying at someone's house and they...
Okay, so let's talk about our friend here, Jason Chilado. So you got together with him, and you guys worked on this project. I know that he's got other films that he's been working on, and I cannot wait to see what he's going to do, especially if you're going to make a sequel to this one. Yeah, this is going to be very good.
I'm actually planning on flying in. I'm moving soon, and I'm actually planning on flying in so that he can have so that we can do this sequel. It's really important.
Yes, it is. And it's a film with a message, because I've seen so many films with mindless entertainment. I'm actually interested in films with a direction, films with a message. That's what I would like to do and would like to see more of. And Jason is really good at telling a story. So he's good at telling a story in a visionary sense. So kudos to him. I'm very happy for him and happy for you as well. All right.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that you want to see more movies that target important topics and not just mindless entertainment. That means a lot to me, and that's kind of if I got into the industry, that would be the one thing I wanted to do is give people an example of what. And a direction of what real entertainment should be and what people should be focusing on rather than, like I said, mindless entertainment, you know, educating yourself and watching a documentary on anorexia and then going forth and doing something to advocate for anorexia recovery and other things that have to do with that would be absolutely fantastic and world-changing.
Okay, understandable. Well, let me tell you something, girl. Have you seen my roster of films? Oh my goodness gracious! I have more document. I've got more stories than O. Henry. The thing is, I have a ton of documentaries in my collection and all my streams. So just a heads up. But I do enjoy things like a good historical film, like Amadeus. That's actually one of my all-time favorite films, by the way. Great story too, and it's about 95% based on fact, with a few theatrics, lying around here and there. Great stuff. Anyway, moving on to the questions here. What made Jason pick you for the main character?
He had seen me when he met me. He had seen that I was underweight, and it was actually something that we talked about personally for text when he told me. I told him if he ever needed me as an actress for any of his films that I would be more than happy to do that with him. And he said, yeah, I was actually going to write a short drama film on anorexia. And he's like, I know you've struggled with that personally. And he's like, would you be interested in that, or would it offend you? And I'm like, absolutely not. Of course it would not offend me. It would be an amazing opportunity to reflect on... Hold on. He doesn't want me. I am on the phone. Oh my goodness.
Mhm. That's okay. So how long has your friend been making films? How long has Mr. Chilado been making films?
He's been making them for a couple of years now, which is pretty awesome for how well he does it. You can tell that he really takes the filming seriously, and when he displayed to me what he needed to make the film, I was like, oh my goodness, you go above and beyond. And he said, yeah, he said, I take the filming very seriously. And, you know, he drove an hour from his house to film with me. He takes his hobby very seriously, and he wants to turn it into a career. And I absolutely support that. And I see it going very far. I do. It just needs the right audience. Not everybody is interested in anorexia. Not everybody is interested in drama. It needs to find, like I said, its right audience, and it will touch somebody. And whoever is meant to see it will see it. And I'm hoping to draw people into it by my acting and the emotions that I put into it. Back to the question about how long has he been making films. Yeah, 2 years. And he plans to be making films for many more years.
Awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Me too.
Usually when it comes down to new directors, I call them fresh blood. And I enjoy the process and the discovery, especially of new filmmakers. And they're sometimes my favorite people. Now, the best part about making this film and the best part of working with its director?
I got to try out my acting skills and found out that it's actually something that I'm interested in doing professionally. I wasn't sure even a year ago if it's something that I could do professionally, and I can, and I'm very interested in it, and it was very liberating for me and freeing for me, and it was pretty fun for me. I mean, it's also exhausting doing all of that, but it's worth it when you see the finished product. When I saw the finished product, I was like, oh my goodness, he directed that and I acted in it. This is pretty good, you know? And it was very uplifting for me to see something so life-changing for me. It was life-changing to make this film. I really thought that it would just be something that I did and I'd move on with my life, you know, like, oh, I just did this for fun and move on with my life. But there's more to it, especially since he wants to make a sequel. And I could see it being a series in the future, and putting a storyline behind it. I can see that happening as well. And best part about Jason is his personality. He's very easy to work with, and he's very, very patient. I have a lot of trouble focusing on what I'm supposed to do. I have severe ADHD, and I have a very, very difficult time focusing on each part of the filmmaking process. And he is very, very patient. Not every director, producer, et cetera, is patient. A lot of them are not nice at all. And Jason is totally an anomaly in the film industry. I can't wait to work with him again.
That's awesome. Sometimes what we consider an anomaly is probably the greatest thing that walked into our lives. That's what I think.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So how can we access this film? I'm dying to see that.
I have a website. I have a website called holysorcery.com. And if you go under the tab that says more, you can see, I forget exactly what I named the tab, but it says about anorexia on it, and there's a link to it. He also has a YouTube channel called Jason Gelato.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so for those of you just tuning in, I am talking to Sarah Herring, the star of A Perfect Figure, and you can access it on our website at holysorcery.com, and there is it in the About Anorexia section. There's going to be a tab there that you can click the link, and you can access the film and watch it. I'd like to give a couple of shout-outs during my show here. Yes, to Mr. Jason Gelato, who's listening in. Also to my friend Delia Vasquez. Thank you so much for the lovely conversation that we had earlier this afternoon. And I'm glad that you and your daughter are tuning in to the show. Among some other things, also to a very special friend of mine out in Pakistan, Mr. Shah Shahib. He is also a truly amazing individual who I would like to introduce to a number of my friends here on GPR. He has a little business that he runs, and he also does a little thing called healing. Really an amazing human being. I cannot wait to bring him into my circle of my GPR family. He's such an amazing, amazing person. So there's more to come from Mr. Shah Shahib. He has got some great things happening in his life as well. And of course, to some of my friends that have provided the link and shared my post, of course, to my friend Adriana Liconi. She's currently in Chicago, or in Illinois, I should say. But she has been sharing my link and sharing my show to various different places around the world, so I'm very grateful for that. So as we go along here, it's like we have a couple questions left I want to get to, but I had to take a moment to give a couple of shout-outs to some people because they really deserve it for, you know, putting my show out there and also for, you know, providing a space. They hold space for me, and so I'm very grateful for that. And of course, to my lovely little friend, Miss Taylor Devereaux, who I would love to have on my program. She's an extraordinary social media influencer, and she's very, very talented. She is a tremendous talent with a very big heart, and she enjoys what she does. So if you have a chance, please check her out on Instagram and, of course, on Facebook. She has lots of wonderful little tidbits to share with the world around the world that's around her and the rest of the world. Amazing stuff. Anyway.
I happen to know Taylor personally, and absolutely, I agree with that shout out. She's an amazing soul.
Mm-hmm. An amazing talent too. Have you heard that girl sing? Oh, she's got pipes. I'm like, we hear singers, we listen to singers here and there, but this one, oh my goodness, wow.
Yes.
Yes, she does got them. Okay, so the last question is, what did you learn about making this film about not only yourself, but also about the film industry?
I learned what it takes to make a film. Like I said, it's exhausting, but it's so worth it once you see the finished project. I learned about myself that, yes, I would love to pursue acting as a professional career in whatever avenues that decides to take me down, I discovered the root of a lot of my emotional issues, which led me to anorexia. I learned that it's not just about I learned it's not just about acting, or it's not just about being the star of the show. There's something that you, when you're given a main role like that, there's something that you need to speak to the world through that role with, and it's about communicating with people on an unconscious level, because people copy what they see, and if they see something extraordinary like that, they're more likely to make life-changing choices, and I want to bring that out. And I learned that about myself, that I also learned about myself that I'm here for a greater purpose, and I survived anorexia for a greater purpose. You mentioned Karen Carpenter earlier in the show. Carpenter.
Yes.
Karen Carpenter, as I've often been compared to her before. It's at the peak of my anorexia, my mom once came up to me and started crying to me, literally crying and telling me, "I don't want you to end up like Karen Carpenter." And she said, "Every time I think about you, that's who I think about." And that was such a powerful statement. And she's like, "I don't want you to end up like her." And I realized I don't want my life to end at a young age. And I realized I have so much to live for through this film. And that's more than me or Jason ever thought would happen. We just thought that we would do something for fun, and we thought that it would just be, you know, something convenient for someone to scroll through Facebook and click on and, you know, "Oh, okay, well, this is pretty interesting," and maybe share the word. But there's something deeper going on here with this and the sequel that we want to do. So, yes, back to that question about what did I learn about making this film and about the part in myself and the film industry. I want to take the character, her name is Julia, I want to take her to the next level. And honestly, it would be really cool if she became a Lizzie McGuire or something like that, you know? And I would love to do something like that. Yeah, I hope that answers the question entirely. I'm thrilled that I was able to perform. It was...
That's awesome.
It changed me, and I'm grateful for it.
Wonderful. And last but not least, I'm hoping that this film does get access to enter festivals, okay? Because festival season is going to come during the summertime, and I can't wait to see that.
Oh, I can't either. I'm so excited.
Yes, it should be, rightfully so. It is quite an accomplishment. Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. So those of you that have tuned into the show, please welcome Sarah Herring into your social media platforms. You can find her on Instagram as well as Facebook, and you can find her on TikTok and probably YouTube, okay? So be sure to check out her website, holysorcery.com, to look for the film. It's called The Perfect Figure. Make sure you do that. And feel free to access it at any time during or after the show. Okay, the show is going to be archived within a few moments. This is the Gypsy Poet signing off, saying adieu for now. But before I do, I just want to say a great big huge thank you to everyone that I mentioned on my show, and, of course, to the lovely and wonderful Miss Sarah Herring. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
At any given time. All right, guys, I am signing off, saying adieu for now, and have a wonderful week ahead. Adieu.